Hello, campers. This is Danielle from The Jealous Curator, and this is week 5 at Art for Your Ear Summer Camp. So once again, last week's project, capturing your favorite place through collage, had some super cool results. And a few of them were even Venice-themed, hashtagged Jealous in Venice, and therefore entered for the contest for a week's tuition, which is 950 euros, by the way, at the European Cultural Academy in Venice this August. You have until June 30th if you want to enter that, by the way, so keep that in mind. Anywho, there were lots and lots and lots of beautiful places brought to life with found images, scissors, and some glue. Check them out on Instagram at our hashtag AFYECamp. I have rounded up just a few of my favorites and posted them on my site. They are right this very moment at thejealouscurator.com. So be sure to pop over and look. Now, before we gather around the art table for the fifth time, I'm happy to say that this episode of Art for Your Ear Summer Camp is supported by Saatchi Art, the world's largest curated online gallery offering original art by independent artists from around the world. Visit their online gallery at saatchiart.com. So, you know what I realized? Last week, I didn't have a snack during the episode. What? I have had popcorn, which was actually chips, marshmallows, and of course, my totally original invention, the S'moreo, that apparently was not invented by me, but whatever. But last week, nothing. That seems ridiculous, especially given the project for this week. I've decided this week's treat will be one of my favorite things to bring camping. Coffee with Baileys. Oh yes. Dip a S'moreo in there and call it a day. All right, so how does this factor into today's project? Well, let me tell you. Art project number 5. It is called Bad Art and Good Snacks. Okay, this is so much fun. I don't know if you've ever done it, but you need to. I did this for the first time with a group of about 30 women when I was in LA this past February. It was hilarious and delicious. So here's what you do. Get a group of friends together this week. Even just one friend will work. Everybody brings their old art supplies and junky craft materials. You know, the crap that you really do not want in your house anymore, like old yarn, random glitter, that brown acrylic paint that you bought for some unknown reason. Then you simply add snacks, wine, delicious stuff, whatever you like. Okay, so next, you make the ugliest thing that you can possibly make. This way, the worst thing, the biggest creative quote-unquote failure is behind you, and there's literally nowhere to go but up. So, for example, in LA, I decided to do a portrait because I love portraits, but I'm not very good at actually making them. I also hate yellow a lot. So, you guessed it, I did a yellow portrait. Let's just say it involved a pineapple-covered wallpaper sample and yellow pom-poms for eyes. See, literally nowhere to go but up from there. So you are going to eat, you're going to laugh, you will realize that art doesn't have to be precious and serious. However, keep your eye open for happy accidents that might be a really exciting place to start tomorrow. P.S. You can totally bring leftovers from your grocery store project if you want to get rid of those paper plates and candy sprinkles that I made you buy a couple of weeks ago. I am super, super excited about this because I have a lot of girlfriends in town, but none of them are, you know, what they wouldn't call themselves artists. They do, however, really like wine and pizza. So I think this is going to be a blast. I will take photos and post them to Instagram. And yes, as usual, I will hashtag them with AFYECamp. And I am going to be watching for your bad art nights too. There are a few artists I'd like to tell you about when it comes to working in groups. One of them happened to be with me at that LA event and was in fact my muse for that yellow portrait. That piece was titled Martha in Yellow. Yep, my good friend Martha Rich is the first person I want to talk about. So Martha is a creative soul literally from head to toe. You cannot hang out with her and not feel like making stuff. She's always drawing or noting weird things she hears people say that would make amazing speech bubble paintings. I follow her on Instagram. Oh, and you should too. Her handle is MarthaRich63. Not only do you get a peek into what she's working on, but you're also going to see the art nights that she does with her friends. They paint on rocks, which they end up leaving in mystery spots all over their respective cities. They make zines about butts, for real. And sometimes they glue found objects onto other chunks of found stuff. Hilarious, creative, and yes, I'm quite sure there's a bottle or two of rosé in the mix. The whole point is really to spend time with other creative people, have fun, and even if the art ends up being crap, I will bet you $10 that you learn a little something while you're there. For example, in LA, I discovered I didn't really hate yellow as much as I thought I did, and that wallpaper actually made a really great base for a collage. Who knew? Well, Martha probably knew. Anyway, so next, I want to share this story from Boston-based painter Leah Giberson. Leah is the artist that paints those gorgeous silver Airstream trailers that leave you wondering how on earth she painted those gorgeous silver Airstream trailers. Yeah, that's her. Anyway, in my latest book, Your Inner Critic is a Big Jerk, plug, I wrote a chapter called Creating in a Vacuum Sucks. Yes, you guessed it. This chapter is all about getting out of your studio and finding your tribe, even if it is just a tribe of you and one other person. I'd remembered a story that Leah told me over lunch once, and I asked her if she could write it down so I could pop it into this chapter. Luckily, she said yes, and this is how it goes. American painter Leah Giberson told me about a fantastic group that she and some of her friends started 2 years after graduating from art school. They missed the mutual support and feedback that they'd gotten when they were students, so they decided to meet once a month to share their work in a typical art school critique format, each artist taking a turn to show her work. According to Leah, there was definitely still criticism, but it was always constructive. Because they trusted each other's opinions, they could share what they were working on, discuss any trouble they might be having, and give and take advice in a supportive environment. She said, quote, "It was important to each of us that we encourage one another to push beyond our comfort zones and continue to grow as artists." Leah also shared this insightful gem with me, which is helpful on so many levels. She said, "Most of us in the group had full-time jobs and or young children, which made it difficult to get much studio time. Without the monthly commitment to our group, it would have become all too easy for many of us to let our art fall to the side. Instead, our monthly studio visits created deadlines that encouraged us to make new art, even if in spurts, and continue feeling like working artists." Yes, that's what those tribes are for. And I have to say, I think if I had had this after I finished art school, I don't think I would have taken a 15-year hiatus from making art. Anyway, that's an issue for another day. And finally, when talking about bad art nights, I just have to quickly mention the wise and wonderful Portland-based artist, illustrator, author, and teacher, Kate Bingham Burt. I actually talked about Kate's daily drawings in week one of Art Camp, and I had her on my podcast in late 2015. Why am I using her as an example again? Well, her episode was titled "Make Piles of Crap," which was a direct quote taken from her interview. Yeah, she takes not being precious to a whole new, inspiring, wonderful level. She plays, she tries new things, she tosses them, she goes again, and she advises her students at the Portland State University to do the same. Speaking of which, have you noticed a recurring theme in all 5 weeks of Art for Your Ear Summer Camp? Yep, I am like a little broken record, but I can't tell you how much I wish someone had given me this advice decades ago. Number one reason for loving a night filled with friends, bad art, and good snacks? There is no need to be precious. Let go, have fun, just do. The act of making art should be enjoyable, not painful, right? I think so. The second thing I love about this project, you have to involve other people. The thought of making art in front of other people used to horrify me. I saw art making as a solitary activity. I justified that by telling myself this was a quiet time for me, just me, no one else. And okay, that's true on some level. I love quiet days in the studio to focus and experiment and cut things up and paint, etc., etc. But that was also a really convenient little lie I told myself because I really didn't want any other human being to see what I was making. My inner critic, mind you, was front row and center at my studio table. It wasn't really until a few years ago that I finally started talking about my work and even, gasp, showing my work to other humans. Turns out, making art with a friend or a group of friends is actually really, really fun. Remember kindergarten or crafty birthday parties? Yeah, it's like that. Nothing bad about that. So, now it's time for a different kind of party. Campfire party. Okay, so I have to have a quick sip of my coffee and Bailey's. Oh my God, that's so good. Check. We're gonna need some fire and some crickets. Check. Okay, let's do this. So if we are talking about making work in groups, then let's tell some stories about a bunch of artists who actually have the word group right in their name. Yes, Canada's Group of Seven. Very appropriate for camp, given that these artists painted mainly mountains, lakes, trees, and the magnificent great outdoors that is Canada. Okay, so if you're not familiar with a Group of Seven, here's a little background taken from northernontario.travel, written by Kirsten Heisert. In the early 20th century, a group of men began to formulate as they discovered that they shared a common artistic interest. Together, these men would embark on weekend sketching trips or socialize at the Arts and Letters Club in Toronto. They were in search for a distinct painting style that would not only reflect the unique character of the Canadian landscape, but would break from European tradition. These men were Tom Thompson, J.E.H. MacDonald, Lauren Harris, Arthur Lismer, Frederick Varley, A.Y. Jackson, Frank Johnson, and Franklin Carmichael. I think that's eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. It is, but we'll get to that in a moment. They had become temporarily disbanded during World War I, in which some men were enlisted or became official war artists. A further blow was delivered with the death of Thompson in 1917. Okay, and I also really like this little tidbit from a few years later. Because the Group of Seven didn't stay seven forever. Okay, this little snippet about Emily Carr is from a website called CanadianIcons.ca. It wasn't until 6 years after the group's initial show that Emily Carr, the female artist associated with the group, first met Lauren Harris, who famously declared Carr to be, quote, one of us. Carr, who felt unappreciated as an artist at the time, greatly appreciated the group's acceptance. It reinvigorated her career and put into motion one of Canada's greatest artistic visions. Now, if you're Canadian, or have ever read anything about Canadian art, you're going to already know all of that. So, while I was out looking for that basic info, I stumbled upon a few interesting did-you-knows about this famous Canadian crew. So, one, in 1934, Harris left his wife of 24 years, Beatrice Phillips, to marry longtime crush Bess Hauser. This was scandalous by the morals of the day, and Phillips' family threatened to charge Harris with bigamy. He and Hauser moved to the U.S. for 6 years while the scandal cooled down, and they stayed together until her death in 1969. Not bad. Scandalous and romantic. Okay, next, I have a little quiz. Which Hollywood star is a massive, longtime fan of Lauren Harris? I would have never guessed this. Steve Martin. Yep, he is an avid art collector and a huge supporter of Lauren Harris. In fact, he worked with the Hammer Museum in LA to curate an exhibition of 30 of Harris's works in 2015. Why? Well, he told the New York Times, quote, "He's Canada's greatest artist and nobody in America knows who he is, with a few exceptions." Steve wanted to use his celebrity as a way to draw attention to a painter he, quote, "sees as an equal to artists such as Georgia O'Keeffe and Marsden Hartley." And finally, three. This is a little did you know. This goes back to the whole, hey, wait, that looks like eight men on the list, not seven. The most famous Group of Seven painter wasn't even in the group. His name is synonymous with the group, and he did work and greatly influence them. But Tom Thompson died in a mysterious canoeing accident. Or was it an accident? Dun, dun, dun. In 1917, 2 years before the group's official formation. So there you have it. If you didn't know about this group of artists who worked together for years, now you do. And actually, this kind of segues nicely into a very Canadian show that I just curated, which happens to be opening at Mayberry Fine Art in Toronto on Saturday, July 8th, 4 until 7 p.m. if you can come. I'm going to be there, so I hope you will too. The show is an ode to another Canadian great, singer-songwriter and frontman of the tragically hip Gord Downie, who, speaking of segues, actually included Tom Thompson and his canoe in one of their songs. Again, if you're Canadian, you know all about the Hip. For those of you who don't, they are an iconic band that so many of us know and love. Gord is a musical genius and sadly was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer last year. You could hear a nation gasp when that news was made public. Anyway, I wanted to do something, but what? Art, obviously. Here is the curatorial statement for the show. It explains the concept and why I wanted to do it. Ready? The show was titled That Night in Toronto, a line from yet another awesome Tragically Hip song. Here is the curatorial statement. Poetry. That is the best way to describe any and all lyrics written by Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip. From Wheat Kings and Pretty Things, to musical chairs, double dares, memorized stares, the words from these generation-defining songs strike a chord in, well, anyone who has ever heard them. As a curator and artist, I want to honor this poetry the only way I know how, visually. I asked 10 Canadian artists to create original work inspired by their favorite Tragically Hip lyrics. FYI, it was very difficult to choose, which is why some artists have more than one piece in the show. Originally, I was going to assign bits of hip poetry to each of them, but every artist came back with stories of their favorite songs, memories from road trips, university, concerts, breakups, dance floors, house parties, and the list goes on. The paintings, drawings, sculptures, collages, paper cut pieces they've created are beyond what I ever could have imagined. Stunning artwork, each with the magical power to conjure up a song. This show is a heartfelt tribute from one group of Canadian artists to another, and simply our way of saying, hey man, thanks. It's hard to read that and not get a bit emotional. Thank you so much to Mayberry for making this happen, to the artists that made the work, and to Sunnybrook Hospital, who we're working with, because 20% of sales will be donated to the Gord Downie Fund for Brain Cancer Research. Whew, that was a whole lot of Canadian love. If you happen to be in Toronto that weekend, I really hope you can come. I will be posting on Instagram, so keep an eye out for that. All right, finally, before we finish this week at camp, there is one more part to this week's assignment, and it is a big one, but it's important and you have to do it, okay? Okay. I want you to find this group, again, maybe it's just you and one other person, and make a standing date for the rest of the summer. Maybe it's every Thursday night or every second Saturday, whatever works for you guys, but get together and make art. Take Kate Bingham and Burt's advice and make some rules and then play within them. Try materials and techniques that you've never used before. If you want some ideas for projects, in 2015, I posted 12 unblocking projects from my book, Creative Block. I will post a link to all of them on my site so that you can just go and try them. I'm thinking that this is going to keep you busy until September, yes? I hope so, because here's the thing, my little birds. I really do need to take a summer hiatus from the podcast. I thought I could do it all. I have a habit of thinking that, but I just can't. I'm in the middle of writing one of the most challenging and I think important books I've ever written, and I really, really need to focus. It's a big, beautiful book about brilliant, talented artists. Artists who just happen to be women. There are stories of contemporary artists, artists from the past, and projects to inspire the great artists of the future. Also, I'm off to Venice for a few weeks in August to teach that course with the European Cultural Academy. And, oh yes, I'm a mom with a boy who wants to jump off docks into the lake. This might be the busiest hiatus in the history of hiatuses. Is that a word? Anyway, as much as I love putting these episodes together, I need this time. I will, however, be back in September with season 2 of Art for Your Ear Artist Interviews, and I am lining people up as we speak. So you see, this is why you need to go and find those groups. Set up a time and get creating. I'm going to be watching Instagram for anything hashtagged with AFYE Camp for the rest of the summer, so please do it, and I promise I will too. All right. Our last campfire is dying down, so it's time to say thank you so much to Saatchi Art for supporting this episode, and a huge, giant thank you to you guys for listening. There will be more Art for Your Ear in September. See you then.